Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
Ah, it's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, outdoorsy.
I don't think this is. Now, hold on, Jordan. Now, excuse me, Jordan. Hi, am I talking to my friend Jordan, or is there a new guy named Jordan that I'm talking to?
Same guy, new dude.
Wow. Because previously you were known for your rude dude.
Right. And now it's an outdoorsy dude.
Okay. Tell me about how this happened. Did you just get a... Do you mean that you got a polar fleece vest?
Oh, no. I've not gotten a polar fleece vest. I think I would... You know, still in LA, so it's okay. not the climate for polar fleece.
All right. I thought I heard you say you were outdoorsy, but it's fine. Go ahead.
No. I'm outdoorsy.
Yeah.
I'm looking into getting the shoes with the individual toes. I'm looking into it.
Good enough.
I'm pricing them.
Yeah, I'll take
I'm pricing them.
Maybe get some stretch pants. Not like leggings, but regular pants with a good amount of stretch in them.
Oh, I do have a fitness tracker on every extremity.
Oh, good. There you go.
I have one on my around my neck.
Uh-huh.
Like a dog collar.
Right.
One on each arm.
Well, the one on your neck is to train you not to bark.
That's right. Yeah, it shocks me if I bark at the Postmates guy.
Jordan, it releases citronella, a pungent citronella spray.
Which is a shocking scent. That's what I meant.
Okay, so why are you outdoorsy, Jordan?
Well, I went on one hike.
Yeah.
Today.
Uh-huh.
I realized since I had moved to Pasadena, I had not done any of its, you know, local hikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of great, you know, kind of like public parks, public spaces here. And I'm like, well, I should be taking advantage of these hikes.
You got to get down to Hahamongna.
Oh, where's that?
La Cañada Flint Ridge.
Oh, yeah. The beautiful La Cañada Flint Ridge.
Yeah. Hahamongna.
If you're ever at La Cañada Flint Ridge, get yourself breakfast at the Fox Diner.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind if I do.
Anyway, nothing funny about that. Just a nice local recommendation. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was having a hike. I was at the Eaton Canyon Trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what they say, Eaton ain't cheating.
Yep. so you're not cheating on one of those hikes in Hollywood area?
No, yeah. I'm not cheating on Griffith
Laurel
Park.
Laurel Canyon.
Just because I go to Eaton and I munch box. having a great you know, a little saunter outdoors, got an audiobook in my ears and a song in my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, it doesn't matter that we can't do actual fun things. I got this.
Yeah,
I got
sure.
this dumb thing.
Where are you even going? Back where you started, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and I saw past Jordan Jesse Go guest Allie Gertz out there.
Oh, that's always fun. That always fun. Nice to see Allie Gertz.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, but also that was maybe the second best thing that I saw. First best thing that I saw out there on Eaton is a guy walking a cat had stopped to talk to a guy walking a rooster.
It seems like a powder keg of a situation to me.
Yeah, you know, you would think that the rooster was so much bigger than the cat.
Yeah.
It was a tiny kitty. Who looked terrified. I mean, I know cats like usually looked terrified. That's like their resting face, but I could sense the terror.
Do cats hate going for walks, or do they like that they see a little bird, they think maybe they could eat it?
You know, it's a great question. I'll open this up. I would love to hear if there's any cat walkers in the audience.
Uh-huh.
I might like to hear about like what that.
If.
Yeah. Sorry. I know that was. If there's any cat walkers, if there's any day walkers, if Blade is listening. if the product of an unholy union between human and vampire is listening, tell us what it's like to be a vampire that can come out in the day and walk your cat.
Jordan, I just got a text message. Sorry. I'm just going to take a look at this. Oh, sorry. We recorded our ad break earlier, but I just got a text message from Kira, our ad person. And we have a sponsor on the show that we have to get in here before we get our guest on. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we can Just do that now.
This is the first time I've seen this. I didn't write it on my phone while I was waiting for my kid to fall asleep. It's just something I'm just seeing. Apparently, our sponsor on this week's Jordan Jesse Go is Network Television Shows. Network Television Shows. It says here, and this is just the copy that David sent me, Kira sent me from David. You've seen them on Football Game and Bus Stop. You've heard about them at Mom's House. Your dental hygienist loves them. Now you can too. Network Television Shows. Whether it's the guy from Office Space or a lady from your improv class, holy cow, or Blossom from Blossom, you won't believe who's co-starring with Alicia Silverstone on Network Television Shows. Benjamin Bratt's a wonderful artist who's given us so much. Doesn't he deserve a relatively easy job fighting fires or being the patriarch of something?
That's right. Network TV shows. Have you watched a movie from the 90s recently? Seen a great performer and wondered, what happened to them? That's right. They've been on network TV for 10 years.
What about Jimmy Smits? He's got to eat and Selena Gomez needs a grandpa. Network Television Shows. Your aunt watches TV. She likes when they solve the crime. Network Television Shows. A lot of people work as grips, which is a type of electrician. More lighting, more lights, more grips. Not every show has to be moody. Let's see what Ricky Schrader's up to. No shadows allowed. Everybody's doing a good job. Everybody's a pro, making a union wage. Network Television Shows. Everybody Who Loves Raymond was good. They don't have that on AMC. Maybe March Madness counts. Does that count? Maybe, probably. I bet if Stephen King wanted to direct again, ABC would let him if he got Rob Lowe or whatever. You want to watch it? Could be good. You check it out at least. Network Television Shows. There are so fucking many of these things. Dozens, hundreds, maybe. I don't know. Is Chicago Hope still on? Maybe. Who the fuck knows? Network Television Shows. Anna Faris rules. She wants to spend more time with her kids. Let her do it. Network Television Shows. What about tornadoes? They're on Network Television Shows. Something in Hawaii. Something in New York City, something in a cop car. Network Television Shows, dealing with the societal implications of social media a little bit through a thing about a serial murderer, dealing with racism a little bit through a thing about a serial murderer, rebooting MacGyver. Network Television Shows, a dance competition, a singing competition, karate versus bears. I don't know. Network Television Shows. There's one with saber-toothed tigers. You're seriously missing out. Visit your uncle sometime, for God's sake. He used to take you to the lake and let you steer his powerboat. Seriously, do you have a problem with Bob Costas? I mean, Bob Costas? Seriously, everyone loves Bob Costas. Anyway, he has a sitcom this year. This episode of Jordan Jesse Go is brought to you by Network Television Shows. So our thanks to Network Television Shows for that, Jordan.
Just go to cbs.com/jjgo and get yourself three free NCISs.
Yeah.
That's right. Three exclusive NCISs just for our listeners.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Laura Linney's got one now. I couldn't tell you.
She probably does.
Yeah, Ozark's wrapping up. She's great. She's like, who doesn't love Laura Linney?
That's Where's Taya Leone been? Network TV.
Did I ever tell you that when my wife Teresa was in college at Sarah Lawrence College, her job was phone banking, telethoning, calling alumni for donations, and they would get these index cards with leads on them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Glengarry Glenn Ross style.
Yeah. And one of her index cards was David Duchovny and Taya Leone's house.
Hot lead.
She would just have to call them to donate to Sarah Lawrence College, and they did not. They did not. Okay. Our guest on the program.
Let's get her in.
Our guest on the program is talented, what they call internet comedian, making very funny videos and tweets. She's also more recently joined the television show business. Network television. I'm sorry. I had that on my phone for a while. I forgot. I was like halfway through that when I realized that you recently got a job on a network television show. Very funny one, the Jimmy Kimmel program. Blair Erskine. Hi, Blair.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me. Even though I am from a dirty network television show.
Nothing wrong with network television shows. They're good. That's what I was watching the football game. It's on the CBS network, the Tiffany network. And I was thinking to myself, look at all these fucking shows they have, because they show you the different shows. I'm not against them.
Well, CBS isn't a great place for, I mean, I know it's number one, but they had a show on called God Friended Me a few years back. Did you see the ads for that?
I just saw that.
Yes.
You should. I'll send you the 6-minute cut of, it's called a preview, but it takes you through the whole show. It's a work of art. Yeah. It's all you need to watch.
Now, God Friended Me, that either lasted one season or has been on for 10 years.
It lasted until right before the pandemic.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. For 2 seasons, and people want more of it. I don't, but people do. Yeah.
Did God ever slide into those DMs? I wonder.
Not yet.
That was like God was taken the form of a man and befriended someone in
real
life.
It was, Jesse, and in the previous shows do this, somebody gets a friend request on their phone and it says God, you know, and the picture is like of the sky. That's his profile picture.
Right, like clouds or just a clear blue sky?
It's a clouds in a blue sky. And so immediately the guy who gets the friend request knows it's like the for real God. He doesn't question it. He's got a feeling. Low.
There's a late episode where they discover God's burner account that he uses to tweet at porn stars.
they find God's fake account that he uses to tweet at people who don't like Kevin Durant.
Oh my God. God has an OnlyFans. I want to see.
Yeah. Maybe you've seen it. It's called the 700 Club. Thank you very much.
Yes. What is church but God's OnlyFans?
Oh God, beautiful.
You laugh, but you would subscribe to Benny Hinn's OnlyFans, wouldn't you?
Absolutely would.
Yeah. Laying on of hands, if you know what I'm talking about, Jordan.
See some hot pics from the fellas in Jars of Clay.
Yeah. Somebody's in a wheelchair, but then they get up, if you know what I'm talking about.
Blair, so you, when we talked to you last time, you did not live in LA. You were not working for network TV, but now you live here. So
yeah, let me ask you. Big ol' asshole now, yeah.
What do you hate most about L.A.? Is it the fucking traffic or the people who don't read? Or is it the fucking pizza that sucks?
I didn't know people didn't read here. It's my neighbors. My upstairs neighbors.
No one reads.
Oh, God. There are so many bookstores, though.
Yeah, but nobody's in them. They're just fucking there for assholes to fucking look smart and eat wrong pizza.
Have you guys checked out the smog in the air?
Oh, no, man,
I haven't heard of the smog in the air.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's so fucking smoggy.
No, there are days I don't go outside. There are days I don't go outside, and then I'll go outside on a smog day, and I'm like, oh man, you know. But I had asthma.
I can't see the bikini babes at the beach.
Got to put the top up on my Corvette.
I like LA.
Are you having a nice time?
No. Yes, I am. I'm having a nice time.
It's a nice city. It's a nice place to live. People.
It's pretty here. Yeah. It's great here in LA. People are nice. Everybody's high, I assume. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love it.
Yeah. Blaze trees.
We're all high, right?
Yeah.
All of us right now.
off the love that I found from God's OnlyFans. That's what I'm
Thank you, Jordan. Here in Los Angeles, we blaze trees. That means smoke marijuana and have hillside fires that threaten homes.
Set them on fire.
Yeah, both of those problems happen here. How long have you been here, Blair?
I've been here since September the 3rd.
September the 3rd. So we're looking at about 3-4 months, somewhere.
Something like that. I don't do math, but something,
that sounds pretty good. What's your number one thing you've learned about here in Los Angeles?
Jesus Christ. You guys should send me like questions.
On that.
You're going to Justin Bieber's church?
Yeah. I'm a Hillsong United member. Mm-hmm. The number one thing I learned about LA is it's the same as Atlanta. It's just a bigger Atlanta. But I haven't done much exploring here. And maybe that's the problem. I work a lot. And then on the weekends, I stay inside my house and I bitch about my neighbors upstairs. And that's really what I'm here to talk about.
Let's hear about these upstairsies.
Oh, do you guys have upstairs neighbors?
I had them for years and years until very recently. But yeah, I had the upstairsiest upstairs neighbors for so long. Just the classic like 2 a.m. What are you doing? Moving furniture and then falling down a lot.
Yes.
Why does the sound happen? Why does it keep happening?
Classic drunk redecorators.
Yeah, mine start at 5 a.m. I hear them tell their Alexa to turn on their music, and then their music plays all day long, but only in our room, like above my desk where I work, and all day long. And then the other night they started blasting the Harry Potter soundtrack. Just
wow.
They turned it all the way up.
Like the songs?
Like,
well,
like the score from the movie?
The score from the movie. Unless they were actually watching the movie, all I heard was just immediately. Wow. And I think they leave it on for their dog, but their dog hates it just as much as I do. When they
Oh, their dog is transgender.
Exactly.
I'm reconsidering my fandom.
Well, they leave for work, I'm assuming, and their dog barks all day. And so that's what I'm dealing with. And me and the dog feel the same, but I just can't bark. You know, I can. I'll bark if you
guys
want.
Well, you got that citronella collar.
Do you think the dog would prefer the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll try. I'm going to get a speaker and put it on my roof. And I don't know. I could just go up and ask them to turn it down, but I'm scared, you know?
I mean, you don't want that to be the first interaction, you know?
Yeah.
You're still kind of like new neighbors at this point. It's like, can you finagle a positive interaction before the...
I know what I look. Yeah. I look like a Karen. A Karen. If you're still using, I don't know. I know that's not funny anymore, but I look like a bitch. And so I don't want to then act like one. You know what I mean?
Bring them some food. Bring them a baked sweet potato.
Baked sweet potato. As opposed to...
With butter.
Just a raw sweet potato.
Just raw.
A baked regular potato, like a russet.
Bring him a raw potato.
Yeah. Say, oh, hey, it's... Hi, it's me, Blair. I'm your downstairs neighbor. I just moved in September. I had some extra taters.
Extra taters.
You look like you like nightshades.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, I saw you by the mailboxes. And I thought to myself.
Yeah, you know, you dig them up out of the ground. I had an orchestral music problem the other day, which was my morning job is to drive my kids, Oscar and Frankie, to school over there in La Cañada, Flint Ridge. Mm. Only one of them goes
home
to
of
school.
The Fox,
I
don't
know where that is.
Fox Diner. Ridge,
home of the Fox Diner.
That doesn't sound like a real place.
And
it's not. We made it up.
Oh, number one, it's real. Number two, Kai Rizdahl lives there. So
nice. Also, who also sounds like
I
a guy
we
made up?
Yeah. Okay, Jesse.
So for Blair and people who don't know, La Cañada, it's like a suburb that is kind of like northeast LA. It's kind of by Pasadena. So.
Yeah, it's where you would live in the LA equivalent of a McMansion, I would say, like an older McMansion, sort of a. But also the Jet Propulsion Laboratory is right there. So that's the other thing that's going on there is
that's
they're
scary.
Building spaceships. So I drive my kids to school in the morning, and my daughter, Gracie, my oldest kid, she has always hated music. It makes her feel agitated. And as a music lover, this was a great disappointment for me because I wanted to share my love of music with my children. Sure. And my son, Oscar, was kind of the same way, but he's kind of opened up to the possibility of music. And so, and my youngest seems to actually like music. So I'll like play some music in the car and kind of talk with them about it a little bit, like what they might like or what they might not like. And the one sort of in-
And like if they say they like something, do you then tell them to like name five songs?
Yeah, I'm like, well, a lot of times they only like the kind of like the record that's been on the radio, like the third album.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know, they had a record on Sub Pop.
Yeah. Can't believe your poser kids wear those Led Zeppelin t-shirts.
I know. So the overlap between, it turns out the thing that they know about enough to like and that I like is Randy Newman. I love Randy Newman, and I'm glad to listen to the Randy Newman songs from Toy Story or James and the Giant Peach or whatever. And then, you know, maybe it'll play one that I like and I'll have to explain why Short People is a satire. And so I will sometimes just have my phone play Randy Newman, you know, I'll just tell it to play Randy Newman. And the problem with doing that is it starts with You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah.
And then it plays like Short People or something I really have to explain to my children. And then it just goes straight into four times in a row, the theme from The Natural. And it's a really difficult thing to manage. It's hard to manage the tone of play Randy Newman because sometimes it's a song from the perspective of a racist, and sometimes it's a song from Toy Story, and sometimes it's the
just score from Three Amigos.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard to manage. Have you traveled back and forth at all? I know that traveling, Blair, is tough these days. Have you made the trip
to back home?
Yeah.
And back here, absolutely I have. Sorry, I was just thinking when you're talking about Randy Newman, how wonderful it would be if he did the Harry Potter score, the soundtrack.
Yeah, Randy, who knows?
It's not too late.
It would be great if he did title and closing music in addition.
Or sang a little song.
The Wizard Annie goes to school. His parents were mean, but he goes to school.
Well, he was right there. They could have had that.
Yeah. Sex, not gender, is the name of the game.
You got a wand in me.
This for notes that were given to me. He doesn't know what that means. The man's 74 years old.
Oh, is he 74? I thought he was older.
He might be younger. He might be 70.
We could look it up, but we won't.
One time I interviewed him, he was super fucking cool. He was a super cool guy.
He seems cool.
He knows that gender is what's important. Anyway.
He's on the right side of all things history.
Yeah.
Yes, I go to Georgia. I've been there. I'm from there and I've been back. I just got back from Georgia. And it was, traveling is scary right now. And I shouldn't be doing it, but I did do it. I went home to see my cow. I have a cow there.
Yeah, sure.
We'll just get down to it. Yes, I've got a cow in Georgia.
Brass tacks here.
I know. That's why I'm here. Uh-huh.
As a bovine expert.
Resident bovine expert. I went home for Christmas and my uncle had a calf whose mom died during...
Wait, your
My uncle had a cow. Your uncle.
A certain Bart Simpson would have something to say to him.
I'm from a farm. So where was I going with this? He had a cow.
Your uncle had a calf.
Your uncle had a calf by way of a cow that he owned.
By way of a cow that he owned.
And a male cow that
he owned. Yes. My uncle.
Your uncle's not a cow daywalker.
No, he's not a cow. My uncle isn't the father. But the mom died during childbirth. Their calf, giving.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks for mentioning that on the show.
And that's the end of the story.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't have to get into J.K. Rowling's transphobia, but you went there.
Fair enough.
And so the calf couldn't walk, or she could walk, but then she got worms and he gave her the old ivermectin, she was just down for a while and she was sick and couldn't walk. And they
Oh, I was just going to ask if they did any other stuff that Joe Rogan recommends.
What else does he recommend?
I think testosterone supplements is one thing.
I'll call him out. God bless.
MMA.
MMA. Alpha Brain. They gave her some, pumped her full of Alpha Brain.
Yeah.
And she couldn't walk.
You know what? So. I heard that your calf is a total gamma. That's what I heard.
That's who said that.
Yeah.
Jamie looked that up. Isn't that what he says? Yeah. I don't listen to that podcast.
I couldn't tell you.
What is a gamma in those? I
think it's lower than a beta. It's worse than a beta.
It's worse than beta?
I have never heard the show, but I will say this. There's a guy who works at the metal shop across the street from my house who's so nice, and his truck is covered in upsetting bumper stickers, one of which is a Joe Rogan bumper sticker. Many of them are more upsetting than that.
What are his other ones?
I don't want to get this guy's so nice to me. Every time he says, "Hey, brother," he's so nice. Really nice guy.
Is it Hulk Hogan?
He's had
Hulk
a hard
Hogan
time.
Probably also has a truck.
Yeah,
covered like in. It might be Hulk Hogan.
Covered in.
So
are the bumper stickers about like which lives matter?
Yes.
Okay.
And it taint the black ones.
Sure.
And he's not a white person either. That's what's so baffling about it. But anyway,
we all contain multitudes.
Why isn't he on the show?
I know.
I'm on the show.
We couldn't book. He canceled at the last minute.
But the other day he was over there. Usually they're either listening to super, super loud country music, because one of the guys is like a real like cowboy hat, giant belt buckle guy. That guy's very, very nice. Also very, very nice. That's the guy who told me that first time that I met him, that his mom thinks he spends all his money on beers. And his dad's an alcoholic and he's an alcoholic, but he doesn't spend all his money on beers. He spends it on cocaine. And he said that to me because he said, I feel like we're close now. And I was like, all right, nice. We've been talking 8 minutes. So sure. Why not? You seem nice.
He's your son now. How old is this man?
Yeah, but he is genuinely, he's so nice to me every time I talk to him. The other day they were bumping Joe Rogan, like cranked. It was cranked to the point where the speakers were distorting on the truck. They were listening to Joe Rogan so loud. It was really something. It was really something. So that's all I got on Joe Rogan. Is just I did hear it that one time through the windows of my office because it's 75 feet from the metal shop.
Did he change your mind on anything? Did he make some
You know what? Here's the thing is I kind of like to kind of check out what's going on and make my own decisions about stuff.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things, so important. A lot of these things, guys, they're about control.
Right.
Okay. Right. Ultimately, they're about control.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm not talking just about pantyhose.
Put your arms down, Jesse.
Yeah.
I suppose he's telling us this.
Yeah, you're pitting out over there.
Okay. Anyway, so Blair, you went to meet this. You went to see this worm. This worm calf.
My worm calf. Well, so they were going to put her down because if a cow doesn't walk, like if a cow doesn't walk for 5 days, I don't know. I guess like they're never going to walk again, you know. But it was Christmas time, and I was like, I cannot handle it. You know, just emotionally, I'm not in the place to handle it.
So did you have to fly in like James Harriet comes in across the Yorkshire Dales?
Well, I didn't know this when I got, this was over Christmas. And so I got there and I saw it when I got there. I didn't know I was going to meet this cow. But when my uncle told me that, I was like, I will do everything in my power. And all it took was, I got in the cow's face and I was like, listen here, bitch, they're going to put you down if you don't fucking get up and walk. And we had to, you know, teach her how to walk. But after we worked with her for a week or two, she was walking around and I'm making it sound easier than it was.
Right.
But what I'm saying is she can walk now and now she hates me. She does not remember me. I went back to see her this weekend. She ran away. But you know, I remember.
I have to say this. I know how to walk. Like if anyone out there is listening, I know how to walk.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I could teach it. I don't know that I have the pedagogical framework.
Well, especially to something with four legs.
I guess left foot, right foot, but also
they got the back ones.
They got the back ones.
People aren't talking about it.
Anybody who's been down to the swimming hole knows that you have three legs. But that's still
it's right. And I got a fitness tracker on one of them.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Sorry.
We have fun.
Player.
We have fun.
Sorry. Not my apologies.
I'm here for community service.
So Blair, what do you do to teach? What do you do to teach a cow to walk?
I'm giving myself too much credit. What we had to do was put her in a cow sling. This is
wow.
I can't in a cow sling.
Can I say immediately I assumed that it went over your shoulder?
Like a Bjorn.
It's like you watch me walk. just carried her around. No, yeah. So we had to put her in this thing so it goes under her belly. And then we had a lever. We were just like, you know. Basically, she had to learn to put weight on all four. Am I making sense?
You're making a gesture. Just for the at-home listener, you're making a water pumping gesture.
Yeah, okay. So it's more like
pumping water out of the ground.
I'm pulling.
Okay.
I'm pulling.
Okay. You're milking the cow.
Yes. You're yanking.
Yeah.
I'll send videos. Gesture. I'll send some pictures for the show notes. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, we don't know what show notes are. We've been doing this 20 years. I don't know if we have
those.
I hear
people say that. We'll blast them out. Uh-huh. Sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
If you click on the website and look in the show notes, it's just one of Chuck Lorre's vanity cards.
Network television shows. Network
television shows.
Network television shows.
CBS.com/JJGo.
I like network television shows. Abbott Elementary is a great show.
That's right here.
There's good network TV shows.
There's some good ones.
I basically only watch Family Feud and Judge Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Can I? We'll go back to the cowl, but... Tom Bergeron, where is he?
Where's Bergeron? I was going to say he hosts America's Funniest Home Videos, but that's Alfonso Ribeiro now.
I know.
Wow.
Where's Bergeron?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Ant, where's that guy?
Sure.
I don't know. Just throwing out some names of people from television. What about Heather Locklear? She's got a show every goddamn year.
She had LAX a few years ago. Remember LAX? It was a network television show.
It was about how hard it is to pick someone up or drop someone off because of the traffic. High stakes conflict.
Right.
There was that, you know, the best episode I thought was about how there's that space age restaurant, but you can't eat there.
Yeah.
It's like, what,
is there?
Why can't
a
you?
A space age restaurant?
Yeah, there's the famous thing of LAX is this extraordinary space age building.
Is that what that is?
Yes. And
it used to be a rotating restaurant. We went there when I was a kid, so I have some vague memories of going to the rotating restaurant. But yeah, no, it's...
What was it called?
I don't know. What was it called?
Let's live there.
Spin arounds.
Let's live there.
Yeah.
God, I'd love to live in a space restaurant at the airport.
Yeah.
Just come down... Go get some magazines. Go back.
That'd be a fun like children's book if there was like a group of like orphan kids who were like living in the space restaurant.
Like the Boxcar Children, but yeah, and in the space age.
Yeah,
restaurant.
And then sneak down and
get an Uber.
Yeah, I was gonna say look for food outside the Chili's too. Yeah, Cinnabons out of the dumpster. You know, airport
These kids
shit.
Don't even know that there's anything other than two and express restaurants.
Right. There's a Chili's one.
I've been to a rotating restaurant when I was a child as well. It was on the top of a hotel in Atlanta, but a kid died there a few years ago. He got crushed.
Oh my God. He should have gone under the restaurant.
He shouldn't have. Yeah, in the restaurant. He like got caught in the, I don't know.
Oh, in the turntable.
Yeah. Yeah. But it goes so slowly. I don't know how it happened. I didn't push him, so let's not even bring that up.
Can I ask you a question?
We shut up. No one did, Blair. It's kind of weird that you. Now we think you did it. The fact
I did not.
Look, I'm no Vincent D'Onofrio, but I have to say my iced tea sense is tingling here. Blair, is it possible when this kid got stuck in the turntable, was there a Mr. Bean around? Was there a Mr.
Is Mr. Bean murdering children?
I think that's probably happened in a few Mr. Beans. Like the death happens off camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, Mr. Bean is dark.
Yeah.
But no. I wasn't there. Like I said, stop bringing it up. I don't know how we got on this topic.
Okay. What did you have there? And what, I mean, like in terms of
chicken
food
fingers.
Or weapons?
I had chicken fingers. Chicken fingers for both. Uh-huh. It was me in the rotating restaurant with the chicken finger.
This was like a Ricky Jay situation.
Right.
You can kill a man with a chicken finger.
I get chicken fingers everywhere. Do you guys fuck with chicken fingers?
Chicken fingers are consistent. It doesn't matter where you are.
I agree.
A chicken finger is going to be fine. You don't have to worry about it. Even a Caesar salad could be too shitty.
That's my second thing that I get. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go chicken fingers, Caesar salad.
To both of you, I want separate answers.
Okay.
In your mind, what is the difference between a chicken finger and a chicken tender?
Wow. So,
there's not a difference.
They're the same.
It's just what I say. Sometimes I say tender. It just depends on the mood I'm in. And I'm in a finger mood.
Sometimes
it's night.
Sometimes you're a finger
baby.
And sometimes you're a tender.
Listen, that's Hollywood.
Sometimes you're a grinder.
Yeah. A chicken grinder.
if you're looking
for some no strings attached apps.
Do you think one is more heavily seasoned?
What I personally think
Yeah.
Is that the tender is you're getting a more premium meat. You're getting something that that resembles, you know, chicken more than, you know, a finger to me is like a, you know, kind of a pressed chicken like product with some bread.
Like a Wendy's chili.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Topping. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you say listen, topping,
I'm not kicking these out of bed.
I like that Blair apparently is eating chicken fingers on her Wendy's chili.
No, they found. Remember when they found a finger in the chili?
No.
But I think it turned out to be a lie. I don't think it was, or it was placed there intentionally.
Yeah,
there was a finger in Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had gotten it at a Burger King and brought it over to the Wendy's.
Well, Zaxby's, they have kitty fingers.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think there are Zaxby's out here, though. Are there?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. No, never mind.
Is that a you regional
would,
finger
we would know
another
it is,
JC Pyle's.
We would know it as best foods. Jordan,
yes.
Is a chicken finger, if you, let's say you're in an airport.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go there.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in an airport. I gotta get my boarding pass. Oh, did I bring my ID? Am I too early? Oh, God. Okay, I'm here. I'm in an airport.
Okay, now
Delta,
you
Delta
don't
terminal,
know these.
Delta terminal.
You don't know these restaurants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's airport restaurants, but they're not one. There's not Chili's too.
Right.
There's not anything that you're. There's not a Margaritaville. You don't know what these places are.
It's like Ding Dongers.
Yeah. So you wander in, you take a seat at Ding Dongers. Mm-hmm. What's your order?
Boy. So when I am eating at an airport, I don't try and make it fun in any way because I know it's futile.
Right.
Like maybe like if you're like, you know, this has been the worst travel day ever, you get the Cinnabon.
Right.
But to me, like I will have something unsatisfying, but not a gut bomb, just so I can get through the ride and get something good on the other end. Like if I'm going to a destination somewhere I want to eat, if I'm like coming back so I can like, you know, I'll like go through In-N-Out Burger or something on the way back. Like that.
There's an In-N-Out Burger by the LAX.
Yeah.
Sort of life's great pleasures.
It is. So yeah, when I am eating at an airport, I do like fruit cup or Wolfgang Puck packed salad that's going to be bad. Like Chinese chicken salad, pre-packed Wolfgang Puck. As far as I'm just going to get not hungry. I'm going to stick out this flight. So yeah, like I don't like to drink at an airport. I don't like go nuts at Chili's too and get a, you know, fajita plate or anything like that.
Where is the Chili's too at LAX? Because I go to LAX and I only see Jersey Mike's.
Maybe it's gone. Yeah. I don't know.
All they have is Jersey Mike's now. And people go ham for Jersey Mike's. Like the line wraps around.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
A sandwich.
So that's me. I am just trying to get unhungry with as few calories as possible. And like drink a giant water. I'll just drink a giant smart water.
I have to have protein. Mm-hmm. Just I have to have like a significant meal, not be substantially because of my migraines. Like getting on airplanes, a big migraine trigger. I can't have a hunger related migraine trigger as well. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I also don't really like sandwiches. Now I don't want to. Now I understand this is provocative. Mm-hmm. I don't hate sandwiches. There are plenty of sandwiches that I do like. A nice sandwich, I'm totally glad to eat. But like a turkey sandwich from the airport or something is gross to me. And I know that on this show, there has been assertions that a turkey sandwich that you get at the rec center is something that you want to eat. I remember that vaguely from a couple years ago. But to me, that is like pretty gross. And I'm not into tuna salad or chicken salad particularly. So like those sandwiches are out. So I will eat McNuggets or equivalent 100% every time. Like I will just eat some McNuggets, which are pretty tasty, or the Burger King or whatever fast food restaurant there is equivalent of that. It's not something I eat in my ordinary life at all. It's like a complete, thing that I only eat at airports. And the other thing that I will only eat at an airport is I will go to Starbucks and I will drink one of their like milkshake drinks. Like I can't have the coffee. So I will order a vanilla frappe. Whatever the fuck a vanilla milkshake is called, I will get that and I will drink the whole fucking thing. And it is, what's nice about it is there's enough ice in there that it doesn't make me feel sick, but I still get 1400 calories.
Blair, how about you? When you're going home to see the cows, you're going home to see the cows. If you want to get in the airport space, what do you have?
Well, so this most recent time I bought, I'll buy like a See's candy, some almond clusters. Like in the gift box, and I eat them myself. And I got a bag of Fritos.
The gift you give yourself.
Yes. I eat all of them. And yeah, the Fritos and the See's candy, the sweet and salty. It's like my own trail mix.
Honestly, that sounds great. A Frito sounds like
rules. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Fritos sounds in particular sounds like a great airplane snack to me because it packs a flavor punch.
It does. The salt. It's just got the perfect amount of I bet you don't, Jesse, because of your migraines, but the peanut M&Ms. My favorite M&Ms.
I have had them. If I'm going to eat some M&Ms out of a bag of M&Ms that my wife has on the top shelf in our pantry, slightly hidden, it would be a peanut butter M&M. That's my favorite. Yeah.
I'll eat four of them
and wish I could eat 1,000.
Yeah.
I love M&Ms, but they've changed the peanut M&M recipe recently. So if there's someone listening to this podcast that works M&M, I need you to know that I know what the fuck you did.
Now, is what you're reacting to the fact that it's a girl boss now?
Yeah.
No. Now I sound like Tucker Carlson.
I'm glad that you're standing up to cancel culture.
What's your position? Was the M&M too slutty or not slutty enough? Where are we?
She should be able to be slutty.
Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't
if
slutty.
That's what she wants.
She could be a virgin. She doesn't have a vagina. She wore high heels. I haven't seen her. Show me. I would like to see it.
I saw a movie about her and it had a vagina.
You saw a movie about her and it had a vagina.
Yeah.
Blair, have you heard of Rule 34?
That she won't last 5 minutes watching. No. I feel bad for her. I don't think she asked for this. Do you think they'll give the boots back? I feel like they're going to have to.
Is that the one that's John Lovitz?
The green M&M?
I think for a tick, this is something weird that I don't know why I know. I'm a cartoon dork. So I think at first it was the red M&M was John Lovitz, but now I think it's Billy West, voiceover king Billy West.
Oh. Well, he's nice. I met him one time on a van at Sketchfest.
Yeah.
That's the only entertainment industry people I've met is people who were on my van at Sketchfest.
Who's yellow?
I think John Goodman was yellow for a hot second.
Oh, that
I don't know if
sense.
He still is. Wow. Maybe it's, I think Billy West is the guy you call when you need to replace everyone.
I'll do them all.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm thinking back. Sorry, guys. I'm just thinking back to that van ride at Sketchfest. Teen Witch was on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Teen Witch from the movie Teen Witch. She was really nice.
Oh, that's Blake Lively's mom.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Was that true?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know her name, but I know it's Blake Lively's mom. Look it up. Jamie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Robin Lively.
Yes. Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Well, bye, everybody. That's all.
Thanks, Bull Bear.
Hey, that's my time. On that note, should we all give people a chance to take that information in? We'll give them a little break. We'll let them deal with the fact that Teen Witch is Blake Lively's mom.
Right.
And then we'll come back fresh.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Well, I've got great news, Jordan. There are thousands of Maximum Fun members. Many of them support this show. Many of the people listening to us right now support this show. And to them, Jordan, we doff our caps. Doff?
Oh, mine fell in the garbage. I doffed it too hard.
Jordan, just admit it. The people at home can't see you. Your hat was made of garbage.
Yeah, but you know, so I guess it's probably good that it's back in the garbage. Ashes to ashes.
It was a banana peel splayed over your head like an octopus.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just trying to catch possums, okay?
We're also this week supported by BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Look, we're therapy advocates here on Jordan Jesse Go. However you get your therapy, you know, get it in person, get it with someone with an MSW, get it with somebody with a PsyD, get it with someone with an MFT, as long as they also have a therapy related degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, as long as they are trained, therapy is a great thing. And, you know, the way BetterHelp does it is that it's all online, all remote. And, you know, I know you and I both do online remote therapy and can attest that it's great.
Yeah. Shouts to Dr. Munson. Dr. Munson zooms in from her office. So I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
It's a virtual. I do it with the Oculus on. Do you think you could probably do BetterHelp with the Oculus?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do it in the metaverse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So my therapist is a wolf and I'm Sailor Moon.
BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a convenient way to get therapy. It can be a more affordable way to get therapy if that's a concern. You can do it on text. You can do it on video chat. You can do it on audio. There's lots of ways to do it. More than 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Jordan Jesse Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JJGo. That's BetterHelp.com/JJGo. We're also this week supported by Stitch Fix. I just ordered some Stitch Fix clothes. For
my clutch. How clutch.
For my son Oscar, I ordered a Stitch Fix box once before for my son Oscar, and it came out so great. I ordered another one. I put in both Oscar's size and some of our preferences. Like, he really likes soft clothes, and I prefer things that don't have conspicuous logos on them. And they did a really great job of picking a variety of stuff that Oscar wanted. I ended up keeping most of it. These days, though, not only can you get your Stitch Fix box that's curated by your personal stylist based on your preferences, you can also freestyle it, which is where you get a kind of a store curated according to your personal preferences, and you pick out exactly what you want.
I actually freestyled it recently on Stitch Fix. I'm a huge fan of this service, and I get the Stitch Fix box every so often. It's a curated batch of clothes. You try them on, you ship back what you don't like. It's a great way to get some new stuff without having to go to a department store or a mall or something. But if you're between boxes, you can go on there, sign in, and you just get this online store that is, you know, stuff that's your style, stuff that will fit you. I thought that I needed a little style refresh for some, you know, beginning of the year Zoom meetings I was going to be on. I'm like, I can't be showing up to these things in the same old shirt.
No.
People are going to be like, what? This guy only has one shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to say. But I went
they're
on
Stitch. Like, they're going to say, this is the beginning of the year. This is January.
It's January. Get a new shirt, asshole. Jordan.
Come on.
So I went on Stitch Fix. I did the freestyle option, and I got a beautiful shirt covered in cranes.
Oh, that's the shirt that I cut. We were on a live Jordan Jesse Go event yesterday or the day before as we record this, for some members of Maximum Fun. Mm-hmm. I saw your shirt, complimented you on that crane shirt. You said, well, guess what? I got it from Stitch Fix. That is a true story that really happened. That I just remembered.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with Stitch Fix. I've been using them for a long time. I do not know if the crane shirt is still in stock. If for some reason you can't get the crane shirt, there's going to be a lot of great stuff on there that you will like.
Yeah, but write them an angry email.
Yes, right. Angry tweets at Stitch Fix if they don't have the crane shirt.
Get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/JJGo. That's stitchfix.com/JJGo to try Stitch Fix freestyle.
Stitchfix.com/JJGo.
Let's get back into the show. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Blair Erskine, cow whisperer.
Okay, look behind the curtain right now. And I don't look. You guys know that I hate to look behind the curtain. Who knows what's back there? It's probably just a little old man, not the Great and Wonderful Oz. But look behind the curtain. When we're able, we live stream the recordings of Jordan Jesse Go on our Facebook page, Sunday evening, specific time. And we're doing that tonight. Blair Erskine was kind enough to stream with us here, even though she just got off an airplane. So God bless her.
I love attention.
Yeah, it's the best. Because then you feel like it would matter if you died.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I do it. That's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When we do this on the stream, as I say in the credits, is Valerie Moffitt, our able colleague here at Maximum Fun. And Val typically counts us in. I have to say that this time Val's microphone was off until she said go. So it just fucking sucked for me, man, because I had to just get right into it. I didn't have a chance to kind of get built up. And you know me, I'm nothing without my fucking testosterone supplements. fucking Delta over here.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm not talking about
gammas?
The airline.
Gammas?
Gammas.
Gammas.
Yeah, gammas.
But that's what it's made the Hulk. Betas. Gammas. So.
Yeah. That's a good point, Jordan.
Does Joe Rogan not know the Hulk's origin?
Well, gammas and testosterone supplements.
Right. Hulk do own research.
I read a thing where Joe Rogan says he likes to talk to yoked doctors.
Wow.
Yoked doctors?
Doctors who are ripped. He's into talking to doctors who are ripped. He doesn't like doctors that aren't ripped, fucking soft body doctors.
Soft body doctors? That's a genre. Soft doctors.
It's a type of romance novel that we didn't know about until now.
It's like Soft Body Doctors coming soon to network TV. Soft Body Doctors.
Sure.
Watch it and then the news.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it on whatever UPN is called now. When something momentous happens to you, our Jordan Jesse Go listener, we encourage you to call us and tell us about it or send us a voice memo and tell us about it. The phone number 206-984-4FUN. That's 206-984-4FUN. You can just put in your goddamn phone. Your phone remembers phone numbers. So just get your phone out, put 206-984-4FUN in there, save it as Jordan Jesse Go, and then you're ready. You're ready when the shit goes down. You're ready for it. Or you can just record a voice memo and send it to jjgo@maximumfun.org, which is probably easy to remember.
Put it under, and when you're wondering like what to label it, just label it Thick Dick Studs. So when your wife is going through your phone, she wonders. She wonders who you're calling.
Yeah.
Antithesis of soft body doctors.
Right.
Yeah.
Thick Dick Studs.
Who's this Thick Dick Studs you keep calling? Yeah. Every time you see somebody walking a cat.
Okay, Brian, play one of these calls.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. Hi, guest. Hi, Brian. I'm calling with a momentous occasion. Earlier today, I was taking my daughter to daycare. We're walking down the street, and we see a duck on the sidewalk. It's getting petted by another girl. And I just kind of keep ushering her by because I don't have time for this. I turn to take
Can you pause it for a second, Brian? She doesn't have time to get involved in some ducks bullshit.
Wait, so what was, I kind of missed it. What's happening here?
She's taking her daughter to daycare.
Right.
And there's a duck on the sidewalk getting petted, and she doesn't have time for this shit. Who knows if this is a practical duck or some sort of Daffy duck?
Oh, no.
Daffy is this duck.
No way to know.
Huh.
I mean, Donald Duck's not Daffy.
You know, that's a great point. And Daffy Duck's not Donald. So
That's true. We don't know his given name.
I turn to take a photo because I see that the owner of the duck is putting like booties on the duck, like webbed booties. And in the photo, I see the owner hand a card to the father standing there. And so I say, does that duck have a card? He said, yeah, it's an influencer. So later I go home and look up this duck on the internet, and it turns out that its name is Wrinkles. It's very well known for those webbed shoes, and it ran in the New York Marathon in 2021. So I saw a duck named Wrinkles today.
Okay, so
I found it, yeah.
Wait, so Blair, you're looking at Wrinkles right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What can you tell us?
I can tell you, people also ask, who is Wrinkle the Duck? Is Wrinkle the Duck real? Did a duck actually run the NYC marathon? Did a duck run the marathon? Yeah, Wrinkles' Instagram handle.
Now I gotta look up Wrinkles.
I saw the shoes.
This is incredible. Oh my God. They just look like his regular feet, but they're shoes.
Oh, look at him go. He's running in runner's world. Holy
so
shit.
Cute. Wait, I'll hold it up for the people at home.
Why doesn't he fly? Yeah. He knows how.
Does he? He might not.
Maybe they need to get a duck sling and teach him.
Or maybe Blair should just get into his face and say, listen,
they're
bitch.
They're going to turn you into duck helper.
So does it have its own? Okay, no, it does. Wrinkle, she, her, Wrinkle the Duck, New York City Marathon Duck. This is biologically, I'm a boy, but my preferred pronoun is she, her. I support that, but I don't know how they found that out.
Mm-hmm.
A-B testing, like where they put two treats and one they say, come here, him. And the other one they say, come here, her. And they see which treat the duck prefers. But this is my question.
Yeah.
Wrinkle the Duck obviously has a, I don't know how many people follow you on Instagram, Blair. I don't even know if you're on Instagram.
Just 30,000.
Only 30,000. Everyone knows Blair's huge on Twitter because she does a lot of timely work. She does a lot of things that are timely in the news cycle, a lot of political satire. She's basically she's Randy Rainbow.
But I'm not showing feet on Maine like Wrinkle the Duck.
Feet on Maine.
Not doing that.
Flashing feet on Maine. You would be fucking huge. Oh my God, you would be huge. Look at him in his shoes and slow. God, this duck is great. No wonder it has
his handle.
So this duck.
Tell them.
The duck is, its handle is seductive. And it has 332,000 followers on Instagram, which is pretty strong, really good. Right. This is what I'm wondering though, Jordan.
Hmm.
I don't know how many people follow you on Instagram.
Not a lot. I'm the first to
admit.
You're
new to Instagram.
I really suck on there.
You fucking suck on Instagram.
I'm bringing Jack to Instagram. I am bringing Jack on Maine. Bringing fucking nothing on Maine. If you want to follow me, that'd be great. I'm gonna work on doing something on there.
You're doing great.
I don't know what I do.
I like what you do.
I got a picture of a goat eating my hat, so maybe you should think about that.
Well,
that was very successful.
I don't have a hat. I gotta get a fucking hat now.
Yeah. You know who would have got you? You know where you would have got your hat if you had the opportunity? Father's Day.
If you got to get that son.
That's the kind of thing a boy gives his dad for Father's Day. He gives him a hat. Yeah.
I got to get a son. I'm working on it.
Hey. So on Instagram, yeah. You know, I have the benefit. I have some. I was late on Instagram myself, just like you were, Jordan. But I have some benefit from having had a fashion blog. So my account is the same as my fashion blog's account. So it's a little mixed up, but I have 19,000 followers. Mm. So here's what I'm wondering. And I think we're going to have to throw this out to the audience. Someone in the audience is going to be able to figure this out. It's not me. It's not Valerie. God knows it's not Brian. So how many ducks have more followers than me on Instagram? 19,000 followers on Instagram. How many ducks got me beat on Insta? How many ducks are getting partnership offers?
And are you going to find the ones that have fewer followers and taunt them?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say to them,
kill yourself, Flappy.
Which means you fucking gamma.
Fucking gamma.
Blair, you're our guest. You go first. How many ducks would you say have more Instagram followers?
What do I get if I'm right?
One duck.
Boy, well.
So like a jelly bean situation? I guess the ones and the...
Yeah, there's two jelly beans.
I would say at least, I'm going to say seven ducks have more Instagram followers than you.
That feels low to me, but seven is...
If there's more, listen, I can't handle it. If there's more than that, if there's more than this one duck on Instagram, actually.
Jordan, how many ducks would you say have more
followers? Let me ask you, so just some points of clarification. Is this like, does it have to be like, I'm one duck, this is my name, or can there be like a duck rescue or someone who's like, I'm the duck goddess or something like that?
If it's just like a
duck related Instagram.
Ooh, I think it could be, this is what I'm going to say. It's either a duck or a specific group of ducks.
Right.
That count as one duck.
It's not just fans of ducks. Right. So like, it could be like someone has backyard ducks and there's like five of them and they get involved in little things and that's what the pictures are about. But it can't just be, you know, Ducks Unlimited, the duck hunting.
And can it be one of those like houses, those accounts for like a house that has all sorts of disparate animals, like, you know, like a monkey and a pig, and then you're looking at them and you're...
You mean like in Babe Pig in the City?
There's a category of Instagram account.
You're describing Babe Pig in the City.
There's a category of Instagram account or YouTube account where it's an animal.
Jordan, is this category this category have a skyline that's just like major things from all the cities of the world, like the Sydney Opera House and the Golden Gate Bridge and all that kind of stuff? No. Was this Instagram directed by George Miller, the director of the Mad Max movies?
Say three more Babe things and then we can...
No, I'm done. There's a great duck in Babe Pig in the 15, City, by the way.
15.
I bet that guy's got more Instagram 15, followers than me.
That's my guess. I'm going 15. Twice.
Well, we're going to have to see. One of our listeners, probably Law 3 or something, is going to make is either going to count by hand or make a computer that counts ducks and is going to tell us how many ducks there are that follow us. I'll ask Kevin Ferguson, my colleague Kevin Ferguson. He likes birds.
Well, I think we should start an Instagram where we go and we kidnap the ducks and we call it abducted and we take them and kill them.
That's what I could do on Instagram if it were my idea. I wish I had fucking thought
of that.
You can
have that.
No,
we have
it. On there.
Do it. Take it, please. I don't have time. That's true. Employed.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Brian, play another call.
I'm joking.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. Hi, guest. I'm calling about a momentous occasion. So my boyfriend and I have been trying for months to figure out how to do a dream sex act of mine.
Can you pause this for a second? This is why we made this show. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
We've been making this show for 27 years. Mm-hmm. The reason we made this show is for someone to call in and describe the scheme they came up with to do a sex act they thought of. Like, this is a sex act that she thought of. Mm-hmm. It's not one that others have done.
She just said dream.
Someone has to blaze the trail.
But like, I guess maybe that was not exactly how I interpreted it. I think okay. it could be a pre, just like, oh, I've always dreamed of doing, you know.
You want to guess? Do you want to all guess what it is before she says it?
Great idea, Blair.
Or it could be when a dream sex act could be, Jordan, like a sex act where men are judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Beautiful. Ugh, I have a dream sex act. Yeah. Everyone attributes that quote to Marilyn Monroe. Blair, did something come to mind? Do you have a guess? Were you proposing it because you're like, I think I know what this is?
No, I don't think I know what it is. I thought I was confident for a moment, but now I'm just not so sure. I think it involves a costume.
My thought,
I think it involves
I'm going to go yeah. real specific and say ball okay. pit. I'm going to say
McDonald's ball pit.
Always wanted to do it in a ball pit, and they're mm-hmm. like constructing a home ball pit to fuck in.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah.
I love the idea of a costume. To me, in my mind, look, the only person I've really had non, you know, teenage sex acts with is my wife. The only person I've had adult sex acts with is my wife. And so my idea of what women want other than my mm-hmm. wife is shaped exclusively by like basically like the Drew Carey show or whatever.
Okay.
So right? in my uh-huh. mind, what women want right. is to sleep with the UPS guy.
Okay.
Like they're talking about how hot the UPS guy right, is. He's bringing shorts. The packages. So yeah. He's got the shorts. Sure. He's got the uniform mm-hmm. on. So many times I've offered to get a UPS guy outfit for my wife. She's not. Right. She says.
You can say, guess what the P stands for? And that can lead yeah. to some sexual fun.
Yeah. It's a synonym for urine.
Mm-hmm. UP. Yeah. UP during sex. Yes. UPS. Yeah. UP sex.
Now do FedEx.
Can't.
Okay, so
that's
I
when
think
you have sex with a federally funded exoskeleton.
Yeah. What can't Brown do for you, Jordan? Thank you. I think it's a UPS uniform, or oh. you know, could be DHL.
Yeah.
Haha.
DHL is DTF. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that.
It works.
That's fun.
Not like absolutely hilarious. But
let's
like
not even listen to the rest of the voicemail. Let's just
talk about this.
Which involves utilizing three toys at the same time. We have not been able to figure out something to successfully attempt this so far. But yesterday I had a stroke of genius on how to accomplish this by utilizing some rope as well. And I am happy to report that it worked out great. It was very, very fun. And I am really excited to continue exploring this many more times. Thanks.
She sounds winded. Just recently.
Just happened.
Yeah.
See, I can. This is why we tell callers when you call with a momentous occasion, attach a diagram. We don't know what you're talking about. Oh, rope.
We're gonna need a diagram. FFS.
So that's like a fourth toy. So what are the toys?
So my thinking is dildo, vibrator, Optimus Prime.
Right.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Robots in the sky.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just gotta share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is a podcast.
Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
That thing is not my daughter. And I want you to tell me there's a show where the hosts don't just report on fringe science and spirituality, but take part themselves.
Well, there is, and it's Ono, Ross, and Carrie on Maximum Fun.
This year, we actually became certified exorcists.
So yes, Carrie and I can help your daughter.
Or we can just talk about it on the show.
Ono, Ross, and Carrie on MaximumFun.org.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And Blair is going to cow whisper still. I forgot that we were doing this again.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, Blair. I do want to mention I got another text. And we're now sponsored by all network television shows except The Ghost Whisperer.
Oh no.
They pulled out on
us with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Probably Jennifer Love Hewitt. Right. I don't know. Seems like she would be in a show
Tara
like that.
Reed,
maybe with Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra.
Cindy Crawford. I don't know.
Kathy Ireland. Yeah. Solving crimes.
Sure.
Honestly, I could. Kristen Chenoweth is there, probably.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. She needs.
Maybe Idina Menzel is in there.
Adele Dazeem. That's still the funniest thing, I think, that. has
it
ever
really
happened.
It's pretty funny.
It will always be funny.
The double rainbow guy.
The rainbow guy. John Travolta's actual coolness versus the coolness of his characters. It's just staggering how huge that gap is. What a goofy dork he is versus.
And he's not like playing against, it's not like John Hamm where he's like playing against the coolness of his characters right. by like undercutting it by being funny and fun and just like, oh, I'm just a regular Joe. Mm-hmm. It's just he's a weird spaceman who just talks like that normally, but when he's saying regular words, it doesn't seem good.
He's a black belt in Scientology, mm-hmm. and he does not know what's going on at any given moment.
I think the combination of black belt in Scientology and musical theater fan, that creates the world's goofiest dork.
Yeah, and then he's like, up your nose with a rubber hose. Yeah. Do you think he'll do that? Do you think if I went and saw John Travolta like at a restaurant or in the street, not like a city at a table, but he's waiting for a table. He's just hanging out there. I say, oh, Mr. Travolta, I'm a big fan. Do you think you would say
up your nose with a rubber hose?
Do you think
he'd be disappointed if he did it?
Probably would.
He knows. He knows what the people want to hear. They want to hear
him.
They don't want to hear shit from Pulp Fiction.
No.
They want to hear stuff from Welcome Back, Kotter.
They don't want to hear anything from those John Woo movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Up your nose with a rubber hose is what they want to hear.
Do the Broken Arrow stuff.
Take your face off.
Take your face off. Are you really Nicolas Cage?
Blair Erskine, what a delight it is, as always, to have had you on the program here. It's a tremendous delight and honor. One of the funniest out there. But if you're not following Blair Erskine on Twitter, you should be following Blair Erskine on Twitter, where she's writing funny jokes and making funny vids.
Thank you. And follow me on Instagram, too. I want to beat that fucking duck.
Yeah. Help us fucking destroy wrinkles. We're coming for you, wrinkles.
Down.
One of my favorite things about Blair Erskine's Twitter, I was trying to explain Blair Erskine's Twitter to my wife at dinner tonight. Especially, sometimes it's just a picture of her cow or that she recently got married or something. But often it is... It is timely videos where Blair is doing a character from the real life of this nation. Mm. And I was trying to explain to her. I mean, I said it was sort of like one of those things that your mom forwards you if that thing was funny. And they're really funny. Blair's videos are really, really funny. But one of my favorite parts after Blair's writing and performance and filmmaking, they're well made as well. after those three things, my second favorite is someone who's about 57 and is not sure if it's real. Maybe they think it's real and it's not, but they're not 100% on that. Or maybe they kind of figured out that it wasn't real three quarters of the way through, but they don't want to fully commit, but they do want to reply to the tweet.
Mm-hmm. They always have a write-in with Biden in their bios on Twitter. Yeah. They're trying. I love that. That's my demo. That's my audience. God bless.
Your reply guys have definitely all had like a poster of Joe Biden. Like a poster
and the aviators and flames behind him. Yeah, they're right. I don't know if they're real people, to be honest with you. I think they might.
It seems far-fetched.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem far-fetched to me to support Joe Biden.
No.
But to stand Joe Biden seems far-fetched.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard for Joe.
When we post this episode, people will reply to the post. looking forward to listening. Sincerely, Paul.
There was that guy that one time who was like, I don't really get it. The last time I was on this podcast, somebody, one of my followers listened and they're like, I don't really understand these two, but okay.
It's fair. No, I mean, I don't.
He's
What's
right.
What's the appeal?
He is right. I don't know that guy is right about everything, but he's right about this.
The journalistic ethics code of NPR precludes me from saying whether he's right about Joe Biden, but I can say that he's right about Jordan Jesse Go. There's no doubt about that. Nothing to get here. This is a waste.
Mm-hmm. No.
I would say it was a waste of talent. Were I talented? Mm-hmm. Blair Erskine, thank you for slumming it with us here on Jordan Jesse Go. Always a joy.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Sunny D. Fernandez is our producer on the program. Valerie Moffitt on the stream there. Our theme music is Love You by The Free Design, courtesy of The Free Design, and Light in the Attic Records. Our thanks to them. Great music from The Free Design. Definitely do check that out. We're not being sarcastic. They're amazing, amazing band. Great inspiration to your Pizzicato Fives, your Stereo Labs. These are the bands that will cite The Free Design, Jordan. Your people who want to tell you about how great The Carpenters were, that's not shade on The Carpenters. Mm-hmm. They were great. That's it. MaximumFun.reddit.com, at Jesse Thorne, at Jordan_Morris on Twitter, on Instagram, just follow. It's, seduction.
Seductive. Yeah.
Seductive. We'll be back next week on Jordan Jesse Go.
I was just going to try to jump in with a duck update. Someone's doing real-time research in the chat.
Holy shit. Okay.
What?
Wow. Hold on. Stop the end of the show. Brian's got a duck update. Somebody. Yeah. Okay. We're back in. Valerie's just
unprecedented.
Turned the stream back on.
This is an unprecedented. This is a post-credit sequence.
Holy. We didn't even do this on 9/11. That's how...
You can edit that. You guys did 9/11.
No one edit that. No one edit that.
Who's right?
I did.
9/11.
Riding with Biden to the Twin Towers. Okay. Just in case. Yeah.
Pizzagate is real.
Wait, is your idea of editing just saying something with a robot voice, Jordan?
No.
Yeah, just saying something.
Yes, it is. They're doing it in my bit. They're doing a crappy job of editing it.
People who turned it off at the credits feel like real assholes now because, Brian, what's our duck situation? We have some people watching on the live stream. Some of them are good counters or computers. What do you got there, Brian?
Well, we've got a couple. Listener named Carrie is scouring the duck aggregators, the hashtag, the right. duck hashtags on Instagram. Yeah,
duck and aggregators.
Yeah, uh-huh. she's found flocks. She's mm-hmm. found a couple key ducks that do have more than 19,000, but there's not that many.
Oh, really?
There's one named Ben Afquack.
Uh huh. Right. And,
there's a.
Is that his real name or is that a stage name?
It's tough to say. He had to put a middle initial in there.
Quack Damon.
Oh, yeah.
The Aflac Duck, surprisingly enough, doesn't only has 14,000. So
yeah, fuck you, Aflac yeah. Duck.
Wow.
Aflac Duck, go suck
down,
it.
Down. Afquack has 91,000. They're the most followed duck. They're the one in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most followed duck.
Duck?
Yeah.
On Do you Instagram. Think if I got it, if I just got some feathers or whatever, I could get in there?
Probably.
Like if I got feathers and I started posting inspirational quotes.
I think you'd have to show Cloaca on Maine.
So only a few so far.
There's a
this
couple.
This is for fucking and pooping is what you'll
one
say.
One named Puddles and Muffin that have 23,000.
Right. Okay. What about the one from Central Park? The fancy one from Central Park. That one's probably got three accounts that are more popular than me.
We didn't find that one yet.
What are you talking about?
Then there's a Japanese cosplay duck.
No.
Oniwanuharu, who has 55,000. So
You know what led to this? You know, I was a pioneering menswear blogger. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was a pioneering menswear blogger. At one point had a very, arguably the most popular menswear blog on the internet. And then I got completely lapped by something called Menswear Dog, which was just a dog wearing people clothes. Got a fucking book deal. There was a book deal for Menswear Dog.
He wrote a book?
Jesus.
I bet the people that invented Menswear Dog are nice. I bet the dog itself is, I guess, probably dead at this point. But
well, I hope so.
Nice.
I yeah.
Menswear yeah. Dog.
I took him to a rotating restaurant.
When you heard he passed me on Tumblr followers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, I'm interested to hear.
Wait, so do we have a, Brian, yeah. can we kind of call a preliminary winner here?
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's an Insta duck that's very bad at using hashtags, it's just the four.
So is she just looking at hashtag duck?
I think she's there's a couple. There's like ducks of Instagram.
That's going to get you a lot of artillery based Instagram.
That's a typo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. It's an autocorrect mistake.
Hashtag big ducks.
Sure. Yes. Duck me, daddy.
Hashtag milled.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking for mallards in my area.
Oh, my God.
So if we're saying four, Blair, you win. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Two jelly beans? Is that what we decided on?
Yes. Yeah, and I'll be looking out for them. My address is 10.
Okay, guys. Two giant fire trucks just pulled up outside my house. So
great.
I think it's time to go. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.